Let us enter into a time of worship as we hear the bell choir.
Thank you.
We welcome all of you this morning on this third Sunday of Advent, and we thank you for the talent of the Bell Choir this morning. Welcome our guests and visitors that are visiting with us this morning. In your bulletins, you'll see some announcements today. I want to go over a few of them. This week, you'll see the schedule for this week. We have a church board meeting on Tuesday. And we decided on Thursday to not have Bible study, so we will not have Bible study this Thursday. Also, all of you, if you didn't get the word, all of you are invited to our house. Rachel and I are having a Christian Fellowship open house. You're welcome to come today between the hours of 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock p.m., If you need the address, you can talk to me, or you can rely on that GPS for directions. I don't like the GPS, but that's okay. Whatever works for you. We invite you to our house today. Also, there's we didn't put this in the bulletin, but we will be having a Christmas Eve service following the live nativity scene, following refreshments time after live nativity scene, we will have a Christmas Eve service at 7 o'clock. And this time, Rachel's going to have an announcement about the live nativity scene.
Good morning. As Marty said, we were doing a live nativity. This will be our second year of doing it. And we already have our narrator, so we want to thank Ralph for being our narrator for the live nativity. We still have a few parts that are non-speaking. So if you would like to be a wise man or another shepherd, or if you have a child that wants to be a sheep or an angel, let me know. Or even if someone wants to be Angel Gabriel, I have that part too. And just see me after worship and we'll put you in somewhere. The only practice time we're having is on Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock. We'll put our costumes on, and then we'll go out and practice. We'll come back in. I will have hot dogs for everyone so we can eat before we do the live nativity at 6 o'clock. Also, there's a sign-up sheet out there. If you can't participate in the live nativity but can bring some goodies afterwards for the fellowship, we would love that too. So if you can sign up out there of your name and whatever kind of goodie that you'd like to bring, please do so. Also, for Thursday, we are having praise team practice at 6:30. We're going to have an end-of-year party with some pizza first, and then we'll practice our Christmas songs that we'll sing on the 23rd. So if you just love to sing Christmas music, come on out Thursday night at 6:30, eat some pizza with us, and come and sing, and we can fellowship together and praise the Lord. Thank you.
Do we have any other announcements this morning? We'll now have the Advent reading and the lighting of the Advent candle.
Is a time to prepare.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the way for our God.
During Advent, we prepare our eyes to see the light of Christ.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the way for our God.
During Advent, we prepare our hearts to receive the word of Christ.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the way.
During Advent, we prepare to share the joy of Christ.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the way for our God.
During Advent, we prepare to embrace the promise of Christ.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the way for our God.
This morning, we light three candles. The first candle reminds us that Advent is a time to wait upon the Lord. We wait for the unfolding of God's plan in accordance with God's time. The second candle reminds us that Advent is also a time to watch. During Advent, we eagerly watch for God's presence and work in our world. And as we light the third candle, we also remember that Advent is a time to prepare. During Advent, we prepare ourselves in heart, soul, and strength to welcome our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was and is to come. Let each of us ask God to prepare us to celebrate the glory of Christmas.
Let's all stand for our opening hymn, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, number 544 in the Brown Hymnal. Let us pray. Our gracious and kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for the season of Advent, the season of Christmas, Lord. Lord, our hearts are awaiting for your coming, O God. Lord, as the Bible says, we need to prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord Jesus. Lord, if that means we need to turn our lives over to you, Lord, we need to do that this day, Lord God. We know we live in a very difficult world, Lord, but we know, Lord, that if we have you in our hearts, Lord, that we will have eternal life and have that joy of knowing you. We thank you for this gathering this morning. We thank you for the choir and the talent, Lord, for today's cantata. We pray, Lord, that the cantata would just point us to the coming of Jesus Christ and show us who Jesus is in our lives. We thank you for the talents that will be shared this morning. Pray that you would bless this time of worship. Help us, Lord, to focus our hearts on you, to block out all the cares and concerns that we bring. Help us just to lay those concerns before you this morning on the altar and trust you and trust Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Lead us, we pray, as we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Just a few things I'd like to share before we get into our offertory thought and prayer. Today is the Sunday of our cantata. We look forward to the singing of the choir. We want to thank ahead of time soloists. We'll have a couple soloists in the choir this morning, and our narrator too. I want to thank him for narrating this morning. Just a few concerns in your bulletins. You'll see a list of names that we need to remember in prayer this week. We want to lift up Catherine Hartranft, who was in the hospital. She's in the hospital right now with problems with fluid. She's at the St. Joseph Medical Center in Reading, so keep her in prayer. Along with the rest of the ones there, remember to pray for our churches. And we had a really good community Christmas carol singing yesterday. We had a good turnout from our community. We want to praise God for that. Turn in your bulletins and read in on the screen the offertory thought and prayer as we give our offerings to the Lord. Let us read in unison from the prophet Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Let us pray. God, as we give our offerings to you this morning, Lord, we give it to you in faith, because we know, Lord, that you are the great giver of all good things. We thank you for the church that you have given us. We pray for the ministry of the church. We believe in faith, Lord, that these offerings, Lord, will go to further these ministries of this church, Lord God. We pray for the many people this morning on the prayer concern list and for those who are shut in, Lord. We pray your special blessings upon them, Lord. We continue to pray for our nation, for our president, for the members of Congress, Lord, that they would be led by your Holy Spirit. Pray that we as a church would be lights of Jesus Christ in our community and around the world. Bless us now, Lord, as we give our morning offering, for we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, the children can go to Children's Church, And our offertory hymn is number 540, What Child Is This? And the ushers can come forward as we give our morning offering.
What child is this? Let there be faith. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up like a tender plant, and like a root out of parched ground. This shoot will spring from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear much fruit. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Here is my servant, whose name is the Branch, and from this place he will build my church. There be hope. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with God there is steadfast love, and with him is abundant redemption. Be strong and be of good courage, all of you who wait upon the Lord. For they who wait shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Be peace unto you, Bethlehem. Though you are small among the tribes of Judah, out of you will come one who will rule over all Israel. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord, and they will live securely, and his greatness will reach the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. Be love. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before he knew her, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be born, or will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you.
be joy. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had told us about." Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Earth stood hard as stone.
Let there be grace. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all those who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Be life. Now may the faith of the prophets, the hope of the scripture, the peace of the Christ child, the love of his parents, the joy of the shepherds, the wonder of the wise men, the grace of this season, and the life everlasting be yours this Christmas. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Thank you.
We want to thank everyone this morning who took part in this cantata. Special thanks for Weston for being our narrator today. Also, soloists Barb Hefner, Megan Thomas, who accompanied along with Barb, Nate Sanchez, Victoria Sanchez, and Jeanette Beisel, and of course our wonderful leader, Earl Liskey. Thank you very much for that. I think we had our share of singing Christmas carols today, didn't we? That's always good. So let's pray for our benediction. Father, we thank you and praise you for the Christmas season, for the joy of the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Lord, as we leave here today, Lord, that we would have the message of the Christmas story, this message of the cantata within our hearts, Lord, that we would share that through example to others, Lord, through our words, through our actions. Pray that you would lead us, help us, Lord, to really know what the reason of Christmas is. Help us, Lord, to have that joy within our hearts, within our families, Lord God. We give you, Lord, all the praise and honor and glory, for we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, everybody. Good job.